take them out there and bring them in. They had some of them things that made that long, and they were that deep, you know.
Okay. Now, do you know what nails came in? You know, used to buy nails
in these. Oh, yeah, they come in the keg, wooden keg, heavy wood with heavy binding around, wire binding, you know.
Okay.
It usually come in 100-pound keg.
And what did you say would run around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
Hooks, they call them hooks.
Okay. Now, what would you put in the top of a bottle, maybe?
Well, at one time they used cork.
Okay.
Now they use caps.
Yeah.
Different thing, you know. They use cork.
Okay. What would it be made out of?
It would be made out of dry wood. They tell me to get out of swamp certain kind of wood. It'd be dry enough and it's spongy like just enough and it'd work it up.
Okay.
That it dry up and it's good for that.
Okay. Now, when you're over at the sink, water comes out of the what? What is that thing you call it? Comes out of?
Faucet.
Okay. Now, if it was outside, you know, something outside like that, what you call it a? You have another word for it?
Well, no, we got one there by the house.
Yeah.
Faucet there by that.
What about Mr. Moran? When you had barrels, and you had to get in the barrel, you maybe knock one of these things in there, and you turn it on. What would you call that? And the stuff, whatever the liquid was in the barrel, would come flowing out. Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't know that we ever had anything in liquid, though. We drill a hole and put a faucet in it, something to take it out, you know.
All right, okay.
I've had my daddy had made syrup, had some syrup made, and they put it in the barrel. And then when he did, we had to drill a hole and put a faucet in it.
Yeah.
Take it out there.
Okay. What would you do can you describe the act of, say, driving a nail in for me? What would you use?
You use that, well, just an ordinary nail, you use a hammer. And of course, it depends on some of these, a hammer, some of these big nails, you might need a bigger nail, hammer, you know, to have these 60, number 60 nails about that long, you know.
Yeah.
It could be with a hammer, but you really need a heavy hammer for that.
Yeah, and you say, I took the hammer and I
dove the nail, hit the nail, dove it.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What would you call a little musical instrument that children play? You know, you hold it up to your mouth, play it like that.
They call that a French horn.
French horn? Okay. Now, what was the thing you held between your teeth and plucked on?
A harmonica. I know what you're talking about. You got a little thing you sound on?
Yeah, you put it in your mouth, you hold it between your teeth, and pick it with your fingers and it'll twang.
Oh, man, I played one of them things. I said a harmonica. These French harp, they call them harmonica too. That's what they call. But this year is, I couldn't think now. It's been so long.
James harp? Never called.
I mean, that's what it was, something like that.
Okay, Mr. Moran, can you tell me about wagons and?